The advice and opinions expressed by the host of Autism Live and her guests are meant solely as suggestion and should not be in any way construed as child-specific advice. Any choices you make in determining your child's treatment are completely at your own discretion.
Well, that was super sweet. It was the wrong opener, but it was super sweet. That's the kind of day it's going to be today. But I'm Shannon Penrod. This is not Let's Talk Autism with Shannon and Nancy. This is Autism Live on the Autism Network. We have a brand new opener, but it played the wrong one. So, you know, we're having all kinds of fun this morning. But we're really excited because one of our favorite guests is here with us this morning, and we're really excited because when she was here the last time, she was able to share with us some free passes to the amazing conference that's going to be happening starting later on this week. Of course, I'm talking about Lisa Ackerman from TACA, the Autism Community in Action. She says to me she might have a few more passes, which is very exciting news for those of you who might be watching. Let's take care of some business really quick, and then let's get her in here to talk about what's happening this week. So we're having a little laugh about the wrong opener that played. That's okay. Maybe later on we'll have an opportunity to show you our new opener, which was created top to bottom by individuals on the autism spectrum. We worked with them very closely with Spectrum Laboratories. My mind is all a twitch today because we have 38. My husband said something about, well, you're juggling chainsaws, Shannon. When I was like, I got all this going on. He's like, you're in a pinball machine juggling chainsaws. But isn't that like every day for all of us? So it's all good. As long as I can, keep my brain attached to my mouth, which, you know, that's anybody's guess on any day, right? So right now you might be watching us live on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, or any one of a dozen other sites, including Twitch. Who knew? So we welcome you if you're watching live. If you're watching on any of the ones that I just mentioned, you have the ability to chat with us right now. You can write in and say hi. You can say where you're watching from. You know, I get a big kick out of that when you guys tell me where you're watching from. You can say hi to Lisa Ackerman because she can already see your comments. You can write in questions for the amazing Lisa Ackerman. So feel free to start doing that. Because we love to hear from you guys. I want to let you know that this show is live right now. It is Tuesday, the 12th of October, 2021. But we will, right after the show, podcast this too. So it will be available wherever you get your podcasts for free. Hello, Dark Angel, watching from Calgary, sending you big hugs. So glad that you're here again. You're going to love Lisa Ackerman. So hello, I'm going to mess up how you say your name, RK Schnogger. I hope I didn't ruin it too bad, but thrilled that you guys are here. And hello, Silver Sky from Puerto Rico, where I was born. I was born in Aguadilla. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So glad that you are here with us this morning. That makes me really, really happy. We got great guests this morning, so it's all going to be wonderful. We do want to encourage you, like I said, to participate and to write in your questions. We're going to be asking you questions, but most importantly, we want to hear from you guys. I said you can get the podcast wherever you get your it's a free download, wherever you get your podcast. So let's not mince words anymore. Let's get Lisa Ackerman in here. She's an amazing mom. She's an amazing sister. I know that because I've heard her sister say that. She is the founder of the Autism Community in Action, TACA. And I say this all the time, that if you're looking, you know, look, we work here. Our whole mission is to provide information and inspiration. But if you're looking for a website where you can find out more about autism than any place else, I humbly say, go to the TACA website. I've been doing this for 10 years and I'm not even close to the amount of content that they have on their website. So Lisa is amazing. She's a driving force. She's got an amazing team. I know she's going to give them all kinds of credit, but Lisa, she's pretty fabulous. So Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Okay. You always crack me up. I just love spending time with you. So thank you for having me.
Likewise. And you are a tour de force. We always used to say about you, Lisa Ackerman, she's like the Energizer Bunny. I don't know where she gets all of her energy from. And now I've gotten to know you more, and I know that you work really hard and that you don't have endless energy, that you're like everybody else. Is that where you get your energy from? Are we talking about the stuff in the mug or what was on the mug?
I get my energy from coffee. I probably do 3 to 5 cups a day. And it doesn't matter what time of day it is. It's like, oh, it's perfect time for coffee.
That's hilarious. And you know, I can't do any coffee. I'm completely caffeine and have been for like 40 years, no caffeine. I can't even do chocolate. That's how bad I have a reaction to caffeine. Don't cry for me. Look at how not skinny I am without chocolate. If I could eat chocolate, heaven only knows what would happen. Yeah. We would have to make it bigger. So Lisa, you've got a big event happening this weekend. How do you even have time to talk to me right now?
Well, I love talking to you. And it's like, it was such a success sharing your message, getting people to like Autism Live and be part of it, because you do such great work, regular information for regular parents to help drive families forward. And I appreciate that. And it's a virtual live conference. So we have unlimited seats. So my goal is to always just make sure if there's someone new out there that would like some help, hope, and action, we got you. We got you covered.
Well, I had mentioned to you the other day that we had some people who wrote in trying, because you came on the show a couple of weeks ago and you were offering some free tickets to go to the conference. And I mentioned to you that there were some people who didn't get in on that. Either they didn't see the post until later, or they weren't, you know, they didn't get drawn out of the hat and they were pretty bummed about it. So you said this morning that you might have a couple of more free passes.
I would love to do another 25 for Autism Live. And just, it's my heart. When you said there was more that wanted it, I'm like, let's give it to them.
Because I hate saying no to people. So that is cuckoo, that is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I just love it. So here's the thing. If you're watching and you missed out on this, I want you to write. The thing is, I need your email address to give to Lisa, and I need it today. So if you're watching this in podcast, I'm sorry. There's only so much I can do for you because she needs to have these passes. Otherwise, there won't be time to get them for you. Right. So you're going to have to email me. That's how this is just going to have to work. If you want a pass, you're going to have to email me. Now, my old email works, s.penrod@autism-live.com. But the newer, brighter, shinier email is shannon@autism-live.com. So that you don't have to spell Penrod. Shannon, S-H-S, either one works. They both work. They both go the same place. If you want one of those free passes, you need to write to me right now. Or later on today. And by the end of the day, I'll get a list for you, Lisa, of people. But I got to have the emails, you guys. Otherwise, we don't have a way of getting a hold of you. And I don't want you to post that in the comments because you don't want that. As my mother used to say, you don't want to put your business on the streets.
Oh, my God. I love that.
Right.
So where was she when I did that?
Oh, listen. My mother, you know, we you don't want to put your business on the streets and you don't want to air your dirty laundry. Those were the two phrases that we would hear all the time. It's amazing to me that now that's all I do is go on a show and talk to a camera and put my business on the streets and air my dirty laundry, because I wasn't allowed to do that as a child. And apparently that stunted my growth. So there we go. But listen, this conference is completely, what is the phrase you taught me the other day, Traven? Out of pocket? Because I was saying, you know, it's off the chain. And he was like, no. It's out of pocket, I think is the phrase now that the kids are using on the interwebs. So Lisa, tell us about this amazing conference.
I love it. It's our 36th conference. I know we're only 21 years old, but there were some crazy years. We did 3 and 2. So we're putting together, it's almost 50 speakers, 3 tracks, Hope, Believe, Achieve. And it's all aspects of the autism journey, including adults with autism speaking and including, you know, parents, because it is family to, we are families living with autism, helping families living with autism. That is our mission. So we're helping families drive their journey forward, utilizing the best practices, science-based research, and also just parent-driven advice. There's an exhibit hall. There's a physician advisory panel. What I love is it's very similar tools to what you're using at Autism Live, and we have the ability to do our coffee talks. So we have over 25 tables. It's like speed dating on Sunday. That's this coming Sunday, the 17th, where you have three rounds at 20 minutes to listen to an expert answer questions. And so it's by topic. So you can sign up and sit down. It's the best part of our conference. I mean, I love every aspect. I do like the physician advisory, but, you know, being able to hear other people's questions is often very helpful because you don't know the question asked. It's great to hear other people ask questions, and you learn so much from watching that.
And, you know, a TACA conference is always an amazing thing. And I've said for a million years, if you can get to one, it's life-changing. It's transformative. You leave with your backpack energized to get you through whatever you got coming up, right? Your hope is renewed. Your faith is restored. And you have an action plan. I love that you don't go to this conference and just sit there and go, that's amazing, but I don't know what to do next. TACA is amazing at having you leave with, and it's personalized. You're making your own action plan for what you, but you're ready when you leave. But sometimes it's hard to get to a conference. I always used to say when my son was little, who are these people who are going to conferences and how do they make that work? Who's watching their kid? How is their kid still getting therapy while they're at those conferences? How are they affording it? Like, it seemed insurmountable to me. Well, Lisa's got you on this, whether, you know, even when they're back in person, Lisa's got you on this on a whole bunch of different levels. But this year, it's all virtual, which is kind of amazing. And I've been to some virtual conferences through this, and, you know, some have it together and some don't. You just got to know that Lisa Ackerman knows what she's doing.
Well, it's the team that has my back. There's no way. If it was all up to me, man, this would be a really big trouble situation. So what I love is there's the live component, October 15th, 16th, and 17th. And then within a few days, we'll upload all of the presentations. They'll be closed captioned, Spanish translated, and you can watch them through the end of the year. So live is great because you can ask your questions and interact. The mentor booth will be there. There's just so many great aspects to it. But, you know, for someone who's brand new to the journey, we have a filter for a new parent, newly diagnosed track. We also have immune, gut, therapeutics, hope, and every other track you can think of. So if you don't know what to go watch, you can go select and filter based on the presets that we have for you. But then watch something 12 times if you didn't get it. Exactly. Number 12, you're in. You got it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's so easy in this community to get overwhelmed, right? Like, that's a default. We can all get overwhelmed. The thing about this is that you don't even need to bother with getting overwhelmed. The first step is if you need a ticket and you want assistance in going, because there is a charge for the event, but it's very reasonable for three days worth of you know, amazing topics. How much is it to get into the conference, Lisa?
It's $75. We also have regional center vendoring for the state of California folks. Almost every regional center is vendoring our conference and helping push families forward in that respect. So, and I just want to make a comment, you know, there were sometimes I had to watch something 12 times. So I'm not implying people are lame. I had to. I mean, there was a time where I would read the same paragraph 17 times, hand it to my husband who was pre-med and go, what does this mean? Yeah. So we really try to structure the sessions to give you the ABCs, 1, 2, 3s, but also advanced sessions for the advanced people.
But the ability to rewind is pretty incredible, right? And go back over it again and then ask a question later on.
Yes.
It's pretty amazing. So, you know, we mentioned that there is a cost, but right now for you guys watching, Lisa's got another 25 tickets that she's going to give away right now, but you got to email me. So Shannon@autism-live.com, email me and tell me that you'd really like to go, that you'd like a ticket to the conference. And so again, That ticket gets you in for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to all the live events from your home, just like you're watching this right now, which is really incredible. But again, if you're like, well, darn it, I didn't know, and I made plans for Saturday, I have to go to my cousin Rebecca's wedding. Don't despair, because that's all going to be recorded, and you can watch it up until New Year's Eve. You might have a spare afternoon between now and New Year's Eve. So, and as we said, you know, you could go back and watch it over and over and over again. So, if you have to pause because your child needs your assistance, you can. If you have to cook dinner, you can. If you need to come back to it, if you're awake at 3 o'clock in the morning and you're like, I wish I could be learning something right now, you can. Right up until New Year's Eve, which is, it's an incredible deal. 25 people are going to get to go for free, but you got to email me, shannon@autism-live.com. So for people who don't know what TACA is, I know there was one person who wrote in when we did this a couple of weeks ago and said, I don't really know what TACA is, but I like free things. So yes, I want a ticket, but then can you explain to me what this is? And I, you know, was all too happy. But in case there's somebody else out there who's never heard of TACA, talk to us about what TACA is.
Well, we provide education, support, and hope to families living with autism. We serve 75,000 families in the United States. We know that we have friends that reach out to us internationally. I just can't advertise that we help internationally. I don't have the same resources. I wish I did. We have a vision that for every individual diagnosed with autism has the ability to lead an independent, fulfilling life. And that is extremely important to me. And the values at TACA are very action-oriented. So the team of 20 staff, over 1,000 volunteers, are very dedicated to helping each family, one family at a time, get what they need and push them in the right direction so they have the tools and support. We have a graphic. That's my favorite graphic. You know, if you have improved health, you can develop skills, and you get independent, and you have a better individual feeling awesome, and that helps the family. I know my day is always based on how my kids are feeling. And if my kids are good, I'm good. Now I can add my grandson into that mix. If my kids are good, my grandson's good, I'm good. If they're having a hard day, my day is going to be hard. So my goal for every family is really just to be healthy, happy, and independent. Every individual, so they lead a fulfilling life, and that all dreams and hopes we have can be achieved, you know, by community, helping community, but also family getting the support they need.
It's pretty remarkable what you do, and you've been doing it for a while. But I also want to drill down into the fact that for some of you, you'll write in and you have questions that you wish you could talk to other families about, a question related to, you know, how did you get your kiddo to take a pill? How, you know, is it normal? I'm going to take a question that we've gotten a couple of times this week. My child was speaking and now is talking gibberish, and I don't hear that from other parents, right? And I want to hear from other parents, did that happen to your child, and did it get better, and is there reason to hope? Things like that. So first of all, having that, the vast experience of all of those parents in TACA, to hear from them and hear their stories and have somebody say to you, yes, I was there, that happened to me, and this is where we are now, and we are okay, and here's what we did, is invaluable, right? That alone is you know, worth the price of admission to times 25, much more than that, to go to the conference. But then I don't think that there's anybody, Lisa, as a group, that has more information about biomedical intervention for autism. And I love that you guys don't just do biomedical, that you talk about the whole child and the whole treatment of the child, and biomedical is a part of that, but other therapies are a part of that too. It's pretty remarkable. And when parents have questions, you know, there's no place better to go, I think, than to go to that wealth of knowledge that is available. And can I say too, I have my talk guide, my journey guide. Look what I have, because Lisa sent it to me.
Good. You're my Vanna White. We give this out for free. And at the conference, all of our attendees will get one for free. You just have to fill out. You need one. Some of our attendees already have one. But if you come to the conference, you can fill out the form, and the form will ship you your free autism journey guide. As long as you're in the United States. Sorry, I can't do international. I wish I could.
But I will say that, for instance, for people watching in Canada, you can still come to the conference.
Yeah.
But they're not shipping these internationally. Right. But you know, this is the kind of book that you can just flip open. And of course, what did I open it to? Because, you know, this is Kismet. What is yeast overgrowth? has that been a part of my journey? What can I do before seeing a MAPS doctor? It's like the workbook. GFCF SF school supplies. There's everything and anything in here, you guys. It's so, you know, you guys want to know about dietary intervention. I love that, you know, you get all these wonderful graphics too. So if you don't, if reading isn't your thing and you need an infograph, they've got you there. It's pretty amazing. Do you ever just like think, Lisa, about, you know, I love the movie It's a Wonderful Life.
It's my favorite.
Right? And the whole idea that if your existence could be plucked out of existence, how would the world have been different? And do you ever think about, Lisa, if you had not done this, if your child had not been diagnosed on the spectrum and you had not put up flyers saying, are there any other parents who would like to meet in my living room? How many people, I'm going to weep, how many people would not have gotten the information that they needed? Thank God, Lisa, for your life and what you have done. You have left a ginormous legacy. When I think about just like, you know, I can tell the weepy stories about how Taka saved us, especially one Christmas saved us. But you know who I have on the show later on this week is the fabulous Kobe Bird.
Oh, you know how much I love Mr. Kobe.
Well,
he's my jam.
And you know how much his family loves you and loves Taka, because you were there for his mom in a way on a day when she needed it more than anything under the sun. So, and those are just two of the many, many stories of so many people. Pretty much everybody I know that's had any success with their kiddo has spent some time in your hallowed halls at your conferences or in this book. Or in a Taka coffee talk, and found a place where they could go, okay, I belong here, which is pretty incredible. So, but it's all been different under COVID. Everything has been completely different, but you haven't in any way thrown in the towel. I think in some ways, Lisa, I feel like you've doubled down in COVID.
Yeah, we've doubled down. And, you know, my dream is for Taka to go out of business. If we could do that for the right reasons, I am 100% stoked. And really, until that mission is accomplished and everyone is leading an independent, healthy life, you know, we're going to stick around. And yeah, the last 20 months has taught us that, you know, we can do better, we can be better, and no pandemic is going to stop this. They don't know what autism families are made of. And my strength comes from the parents that I serve. I get a lot from that. So there's a couple of questions. We only have one office. Office is in Irvine, California. Everything else is done by volunteers. We do not have a Puerto Rico chapter. I see Dark Angel says he throws words out I can understand here and there. And that's very common that words will come and go and be here and there. And I have seen a lot of kids stop with speech therapy and start with speech therapy. And that's really not the therapist. That's often, you know, medical issues can be driving what's happening. And Dark Angel asked about some parents talking about speech devices, very familiar with this. If you go onto the Taka website, takanow.org, TACANOW.ORG, click on family resources, click on learning. There's several articles on speech and augmentative communication therapies. We even have videos up there showing you children and adults learning to communicate using alternative ways. 40% of our friends on the spectrum don't have verbal language yet. I call it pre-verbal. I believe that every one of them has the ability to share what's going on in their mind, and part of their behaviors and frustrations can come from not having a reliable form of communication. We need to presume competence every step of the way and keep trying different tools. Yes, we do have strategies for 21-year-old individuals going to university. My son is 24. He's very much now Asperger-y is the best description that I have. He's a senior at Concordia and doing great. So I'm really proud of him. Really, really proud of him. He changed his major, humanities with an emphasis on psychology. Go figure.
Oh my gosh. That is crazy good.
And I keep telling him, my daughter is also a BCBA.
So I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's a BCBA MFT. So I keep telling my kids, you use that crap on me, you're out of the will. Just saying.
Everybody goes into the family business, I see.
I know. It's happening.
There we go. And, you know, what's been fun for me is that your son is like 4 years older than my son. So I, just when things are changing for us, because it feels like everything changes every 4 years, you know?
It does.
And so just when things are changing and I feel the sands moving and the plates are shifting and I go, and I look at you and you're like doing, you know, you're just finishing the thing I'm moving on to. Cause Jem just started as a freshman, at Cal State Northridge.
And, oh my God.
Yeah. And he's in their screenwriting program. I know. Screenwriting and television writing, because I had big hopes. He was going for screenwriting and playwriting, right? And that was super cool to me. But then the pandemic hit, and you know, he was kind of looking at things a little bit more realistically. And when he got into all the colleges that he got into, made the decision that it is the golden age of television right now, and screenwriters have more of an opportunity on television than any other place. And he said, "Look, Mom, I can still be a playwright without a degree in playwriting. If I'm a screenwriter, I can still go write a play. But if I have a degree in playwriting, it's much harder to do the other." And I was like, well, I cannot argue with this logic, child. But what I remember when your son was a senior in high school and he was in the high school play. And I was like, I just want to grow up and be Lisa Ackerman with my kid in a high school play. It opened doors for me to dream about other things. And we had that. It was virtual and online, but my kid was in his senior play. So, you know, I'm just following you, girl, watching you graduate from college, watching you go off to college. It's all been good. Okay. So I do want to just say that some of these questions that you guys have written in that Lisa has answered, they're the kind of things that you bring to the conference. You bring whatever, wherever you are on this page, on this day. And you mentioned there's three tracks, Lisa.
Correct. So
at any given time, you have three different, well, sometimes it's all one, but most of the time you have three things to choose from. Can you give us an example, like pick a time? Do you have the schedule there in front of you? Pick a time.
I'll pull it up. I'm so excited about the different talks. There are things that I'm geeked about, but you know, I'm out there. So like the first sessions that start Friday morning, I love, there are three sessions that I'm just so excited about. So the very kickoff, Dr. Julie Buckley, Standing on the Shoulders of Giants, an introduction to the ferocious healing and power of functional medicine. Boom.
Boom.
And the second track, an update on treatments for the autism spectrum disorders by Dr. Rosignol. He does every 2 years a complete science update. There are 50 to 100 abstracts every week. He breaks it down and shares the one have the most promise and exciting, you know, different treatments. The third track, and I really love this, Dr. Chelsea Henson, Raising the Bar Using ABA to Help Your Child Reach Their Fullest Potential. Come on now.
You know,
those are just the first three kicking off the conference. And then, you know, you go on down the line. There's a lot for some of the questions with Dark Angel. There's one on S2C from A to Z, an overview on spelling to communicate. There's one of the augmentative alternative communication therapies. We also have Dana Crusill, who's an MA, BCBA. She's talking about autism and insurance, how to navigate your child's services. So, and then we have one of the guys that saved my kid's life, Dr. Arthur Kriegsman, to talk all poop, everything gastroenterology and everything in between. He is a gift from heaven. I could go on and on and on, but the one on Friday that I'm super geeked about is Dr. Terry Walls. She has solved and resolved her multiple sclerosis. And we feel multiple sclerosis and neuroinflammation have a lot of friends. Autism, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, lupus, you name it. Things that not only affect our kids, but also our children, adult children, and our parents. And she's going to talk about how to navigate neuroinflammation and resolve it. I love this woman. Everyone needs a Dr. Wow. Terry in their lives. That's so amazing. We look at the whole family. We look at if the whole family is doing better, there's something in this conference that's going to help the whole family. It is very child focused because that's over 85% of who we serve is under the age of 18. But we do have an adult track that is Hope, Believe, Achieve. Achieve track is all of the information for teens and adults. And I really recommend that.
Amazing. Because, Silver Sky said, it's so nice to know that all the things that are possible and it's possible for them to thrive. And they say, because it's very difficult right now. Right. I really want to encourage you, write to me right now, Shannon@autism-live.com. And tell me that you want one of these free passes. We've got 25 of them to give away before the end of the day. And we'll get you hooked up. It may be that you just go to one of these talks over the weekend, and then that will get you jazzed to go to another one. And even if you, there's over 50 of them. I don't think anybody's expecting anyone to go to all 50, right. Although you can, you absolutely can, because they're recorded. So you can take from now until New Year's Eve and, you could say to yourself, I'm going to do one a day. Every day from now till New Year's Eve, I tell you, you know more about autism than I know. But you don't have to do that. You can pick and choose and take the ones that you want to. A really remarkable thing to, because we all need to get that hope refreshed, right, Lisa?
Yeah.
When the email again is Shannon@autism-live.com. Shannon@autism-live.com. And Traven might be able to put that back up there in a second. I'm going to type it in so that you guys can see it in the comments because look, Traven's got it up there too.
And what I wanted to also say, it's like there's a Poker King said he never went to college, but he has a dream job, and the management back then we had an awesome letter from mom that was sent to the company. I love that. I didn't finish college either. So I got too hyper and wanted to get started in my career and ended up doing my career, and autism took me on a different path. And I'll tell you, it's not that you need college to be successful. There's vocational and other training that is super amazing. And you can lead an independent, healthy, fantastic life without finishing a multi-year degree. It's not required. So, not required. So Silversky asked, is this the same conference called the Cork Autism Online Conference? No, there's a lot of autism conferences. We're the TACA conference, and that's how our name is listed. And there's enough autism to go around for everyone to have a conference. I'm not saying that it's not fantastic to go to one versus the other. I always enjoy going to many. And I spend a lot of time learning from a lot of people.
Yeah, pretty remarkable. But this one is starting on Friday. It starts on Friday morning. It goes all day Friday, all day Saturday, and then it's a half day Sunday. Right. I love how you do that, because I think we all need to, the laundry starts to pile up, and Sunday afternoon, you're like, all right, I got to run the machines, right?
Yeah.
And it's okay if you already bought a conference for the ticket to the Cork conference, we're saying yippee skippy, but I don't know what that conference is, and I don't know when it is, but the great thing about the TACA conference is that it's all being recorded. If you have a ticket, you can go to it live, or you can watch the whole thing recorded up until you have the videos available to you. If you have a ticket, if you have an access pass, you have the videos available to you until the New Year's Eve of this year. So there is every opportunity to go back and watch those conferences, like the gift that keeps on giving. I got to say, Lisa, you do conferences pretty regularly. Normally, in a normal year, you do a spring and a fall conference. Mm-hmm. In a normal year, you do one in the East Coast and one on the West Coast so that people don't have to travel as far. Nothing is normal right now because, Melody, I see that you'd like a ticket. Can you please email me at shannon@autism-live.com? And you can do that right now. And because I need to have your emails in, and I don't want you to put them here in the chat where other people can see them. So email me shannon@autism-live.com. And I will make sure that Lisa gets your email address so that you can get a free ticket. But so normally you're doing these in-person conferences on the East Coast, on the West Coast. And they're pretty amazing. People, it's like the highlight of their year to be able to go to one of your conferences, and you always have good buzz about it. I got to be honest with you. My ear is always to the rail with the autism community. There's more buzz about this conference this year than I've ever heard about people. Aww. That your lineup is incredible. I had a couple of moms reach out to me that they were like, have you seen all the amazing people that they're like, I am clearing my decks because I want to go to this. So, you know, I just want to say good job, because this is hard in a pandemic. This is hard to work this out, but you always do it. Part of the reason why I think that you get it and that you do it, and we haven't talked about this in this show, is that this is your world. That you know, you mentioned that you have a son, and this was not easy for you.
So how we do the conference materials, it's not just Lisa, the Lisa Friend Show. It's a team, a committee. We do it based on data. We do it based on the request and the support. We did almost 40,000 support requests last year. So we take that into account on the popular topics of what people are asking for. We also take surveys from families in multiple ways, including the past conference we did last year. And we take that all into consideration. So we try to find a balance of hope. So there's hopeful topics like we have Schwann Park's son, Max, who is the Rubik's Cube champion of the world. Who also happens to be on the autism spectrum. They are going to be doing a presentation, but we're also doing giveaways. So I think in our conference area right now, we have like 50 Rubik's Cubes to give away, along with like 200 other prizes that we will give away during the conference. It's really incredible how many things are going to be given away. But that's just one of the cute stories, the TACA family, Max, and he was on a Netflix special. And so it's really exciting to see our kids grow up and do what they love to do. And he's literally, before COVID, traveling the world kicking butt with a Rubik's Cube.
Isn't that amazing?
Like, how is that even possible?
Yeah, I'm always amazed at how interconnected we all are. Mm-hmm. and how autism is the common thread through absolutely everything. We've been binge watching on Netflix the show Made. Have you heard of this show?
I've heard of it, and quite frankly, don't have a lot of time. I'm waiting for Lock and Key to come back out on.
Right. Well, that's next week. Lock and Key. Yeah. That's why we're having Kobe Bird on Thursday. Yeah. But so we've been watching Made on the show, and it was so interesting to me, and it's based on a true story. So last night we were looking up the author of it to see, you know, and it's has nothing to do with autism, you guys, nothing. But just, I was like, I got to know what this woman's story is. And the first line of her bio, it says, I now live in Missoula, Montana, with my husband who is on the autism spectrum.
Oh.
And I was like, I gotta talk to this woman. And I just further proved to me that there is a through line of autism through, it's a river that runs through all of our lives. Let's say that. So excited, Poker King, to hear that you're working full time. And we are just celebrating that that is amazing, and that you're having an anniversary for having been successful at this job. We're so excited for you and thrilled that you're here. We love your input, and we love that employment piece. Oh my goodness, we love that employment piece. That's just remarkable. So I want to get back to the conference a little bit, and I think a lot of what has been said on this show in the last couple of days, we have a lot of people who are fairly new to the autism community, and they're talking a lot, but all different ages. You know, it used to be, remember back in the day when somebody was newly diagnosed and it meant that their child was usually a younger child, but now it seems like the diagnosis, the age is all over the map. That I'm hearing about people getting diagnosed at 32. I'm hearing people getting diagnosed at 17, 6, 8, all over the map. So I don't want to just pigeonhole that it's all young kids, but it seems like everybody's first question is that language piece. Mm-hmm. And I know that this is something that you have spoken about very eloquently, Lisa, that because there are people that we meet in the autism community whose kids got diagnosed but had the language piece, right? But right. Your son, you guys had to work for it, right?
Yeah, my son was pre-verbal from zero language from 15 months to almost after age 6. And his communication was very prompted for so long. And no wonder the kid was so frustrated, you know, so he's my motivation to figure out if that's not the path to get it to happen, let's find a different path. So he started off with PECs and a Dynavox system that weighed, I think, more than he did. And there's a lot of other alternative communication strategies that are a lot smaller in size. Literally, I always felt like we'd put it around his neck and he would fall over because the thing was so heavy. But it was so crazy to see him, literally the speech pathologist with the Dynavox system set it on the table, very heavy thing. And said, it may take us 5 or 6 sessions to get Jeff to learn how to use this. And I'm like, okay, I'm all in, 5 or 6, I can do 50, let's go. And they pre-programmed things in there for him. Like I brought his favorite cookies. And they showed us, I want cookie. And I set out the cookies and we cleared it. And Jeff went back to the menu and wrote, I want cookie. It's like 5 or 6. Okay. We'll just see about that. I think Jeff liked the gauntlet and had the proper motivation. So, I'm telling you, with iPads, with S2C, with RPM, there's so many flavors of augmentative communication, not just speech therapy, but there's a speech therapist that can teach these different flavors. And it's almost like 31 flavors of ice cream. There's going to be your favorite.
There you go. I want to say on behalf of Dynavox, who does not sponsor this show, but they, Dynavox was around when nobody else had a way of doing this. And it was a ginormous, big, heavy, clunky thing. And then iPads came around and tablets and all but, you know, wiped out the Dynavoxes. But Dynavox is still alive and well, and they have a much smaller, more streamlined, thing that they're very interested in people looking at. I don't know, but I'm just saying they now have one that's smaller. I'm not endorsing it. I haven't played with it, but just want to say that. Melody says, I like the term pre-verbal. My son is 11 years old and he is pre-verbal. We are looking for the best ACD for him. I'm not sure that I know what an ACD, maybe ACA is what you mean?
Yeah, or augmentative. Alternative communication. I got you. And the oldest person we helped become verbal, which was very functional medicine based, and their solution was 27 years old. And he had a severe mitochondrial dysfunction and was able to get properly tested and treated by an endocrinologist and a functional medicine specialist. And he went from no language 27 years within 6 months of treatments to talking.
Wow. That's impressive. So that's the kind of stuff that you're going to hear if you go to the conference. I'm having all kinds of flashbacks to things that I learned at conferences, things that I take with me absolutely every day. When people say to me, you know, Shannon, how do you know the things that you do? Well, certainly interviewing experts here on the show, but when I have the time to get to a conference, I'm somebody that it's very hard to get me to stand in one place for very long. I'm sure that I should get a diagnosis of ants in the pants or something, because I'm not capable. And I find that I'm not a good conference participant. When I go to a talk, a conference, I look at all of the things that are all of the talks and I go, oh, I want to go and hear that talk and I want to go and hear that talk. But I spend a great deal of time in the exhibit hall because learn so much from the people that are there with a product about things that you didn't know that you ever needed. So to me, that's a great place. And I can go and kill 3 days just at the exhibit hall. And you still have that online. There's still, you can participate and do that. But I also love that at any point there, you guys all have Taka t-shirts on. So there's these Taka mentors that are roaming around everywhere. There's always a table. And I don't know whether you do this by design, but there's always like 12 people at a table and there's always chairs that are open and available. Let's share this. The website. Let me share that. Thank you.
Well, there's just a couple of questions came up, the schedule and the dates and the times. We'll put that in to the thing. We're talking about the mentor booth, and the mentors are expert parents that help answer questions and also guide you based on your child's issues. So you list out your child's issues and they'll help you create a schedule of what to attend. So that's super popular and super amazing.
There you go. So all of that's available. Now, you've mentioned a couple of times about serving families and about Taka mentorship. Mm-hmm. We talked about the conference, and I think that everybody should go to the conference, but there's also becoming a Taka member. Talk for 2 seconds about what that is, because it's an amazing value.
Well, you go, there's a free membership for everyone, but there's also a fee-based membership. A free membership gets you access to all the scheduled events. So we hold about 700 meetings a year pre-COVID. I forget how many it is now, but pre-COVID, there are certain date and time, and there are webinars, presentations, and support meetings. And you can go anytime. We also record and have some of that information available, and it's in Taka Plus. Taka Plus is the Netflix version of Taka. And it allows you to stream it at your leisure. And it's either $10 a month or $100 a year and helps support our mission. But you can join Taka for free and go to anything at a specific date and time for free. So everything we do has a free component. So that is just one aspect of who we are and what we do.
And are the mentors only available for people who are in the U.S.?
Our programs are only in the U.S. Conference, website, is available for anything outside of the United States, but we only have funding currently. We're only in 32 states physically with volunteers. We serve all 50 states and outlying territories, and that's just where we are until we finish the build out in the U.S. I can't take the challenge on for international at this point in time.
There you go. Amanda says, I've just started to wonder if I'm holding back my son by not having a AAC device. Still learning interverbals at age 13. Don't you love my audience that they use terms like interverbals, just like they're saying pass the margarine. Mm-hmm. His sister has a Toby Dynavox with eye gaze, and he seems to be interested in making sentences with hers. Nobody suggested one for him, but not speech or ABA, but maybe it would help.
So Amanda, there's like multiple sessions at the conference. I'd get your free ticket, go to the conference. There's going to be something in there that speaks to you as to what will be more appropriate for your son. And then there'll be resource lists of people you can go to that can help evaluate and identify a possible solution. So I just would encourage you, Amanda, to get to the conference. Click on the speech filter. We have there's speech and language is one of the filters of the tracks. We can serve it up and make it really easy for you to navigate those different sessions and then have you attend. And then we will provide resources of folks in your area that can help evaluate your child.
There you go. Dark Angel has asked a really important question. She wants to know, how many hours do I have to teach my son a day? And I can't wait to hear what you say, Lisa, but I'm going to say it's a trick question because it's all the hours of the day. That if we're, I believe that if we're doing our level best with our kiddos, that every single minute of every single day is something that's an enriched environment. That doesn't mean you sit at a table and learn every single minute. But for instance, when you're standing in line at the grocery store, there's an opportunity to play I Spy. Yeah. And to play I Spy something that's red, if red is the thing that we're working on today. Or, you know, if you're paying with a dollar bill and we say, you know, it says one on it and it's green and it's a rectangle and whatever the things are in the moment. Now, I'm an ex-teacher, and so this makes great sense to me, but I know that there are parents out there who are like, I don't know how to do that. That's a harder thing. So Lisa, I defer to you on this. When somebody asks the question, how many hours do I have to teach my son a day? What do you say?
Well, one, I always want to encourage you to make sure you schedule in breaks for not only your mental health, but your kids have preferred breaks, but don't use those 100% of the time. Breaks are not going to help move you forward, but breaks are just as important as the teaching, in my opinion. So I always say exercise is the best break known to mankind. So anything you can do to help exercise and get fresh air and that good old vitamin D and some sweat, it's a great idea. So if you pick a break, try to align with a break. And I don't care if it's a giant trampoline or a small trampoline, there's a great starter. But I always got some great advice from our ABA therapist that worked with Jeff. And I asked, like, you know, he doesn't talk back to me. And this was really early on in the diagnosis. And they're like, he can hear and understand you. Talk to him like he's right there and he's part of your day. And if you're doing all the talking, that's fine. And I'm like, sweet, I love to talk. This is perfect. So literally, I was like the narrator of Jeff's freaking life. Jeff, today we're getting up and 9 to 10 will be speech therapy. 10:30 to 12 o'clock will be ABA with Sean. Then we're going to have lunch and on the menu, and I would share the menu. And then starting at 1:30, Cindy is in, ready to OT your brain. And then 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock, guess what? Trey's going to be in. He's going to teach you more. And I would like narrate his whole day and talk to him and point at things that I saw and say, hey, what the hell's this? I can't believe someone said this here. This is not belonging here. We put keys on the key ring. You know, so I would always talk everything through. And I was annoying. I'm sure my daughter, typical, and my husband wanted to choke me in my sleep or put a pillow over my head to put us all out of our misery. But I just would narrate the day. So if you don't know how to teach, you can narrate. So I learned teaching skills. I got parent training. I augmented and tried to be part of the team versus take away all the hard work. So it's important to sit and observe some of the professional team. It's important to get that parent training. It's important to know what they're working towards as the skill set. I always had the question, okay, this is what you're working on now. What does that build to? Mm-hmm. What's the next step? So I always try to get more information from the team. But it, and you know, the other thing, I try to also be the fun mom. You know, let's go on the trampoline and jump for 10 minutes. It was great for my mental and physical health too. Let's, you know, cook cookies together and not worry that flour is just going to cover every square inch of the kitchen. You know, let's do.
But it's gluten-free flour, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass to clean up. Trust me. So I always try to just do things that were sensory rich and life rich of lessons, like watering the plants.
Yep.
Taking out the garbage. You know, doing different chores. Let's put the silverware away. You can help me.
Yeah.
So I'm a terrible maid and I'm a terrible gonna do it all for you. I'll cook for you and I'll feed you, but everything else I want to teach you how to do so you can be independent.
There you
so
go.
That just broke down everything. Like let's separate the colors. Colors go here for the laundry. Whites go here for the laundry. So let's separate those together and literally make a game out of it. And then I would throw them in the stacks of laundry, you know, and have fun. So great. Now let's put it in the washer. You can help me, you know? And so it was always something about just engaging him and what I'm doing to help teach that skill.
You're amazing, Lisa. I'm always filled with inspiration after I talk to you because you're truly remarkable. I also want to say too, because you brought up cooking, because you're an excellent cook, that if you guys haven't seen one of the playlists on our YouTube channel is it's just called What's Left. And
yeah.
There's a whole series on there that are segments that are hosted by Lisa, where she cooks some of our favorite recipes. I will tell you something. When we are in studio, we take regular breaks because we have to have a break. It's like cutting to a commercial, but we have to have a break to bring a guest in and get them all mic'd up and have them ready to go. And so we absolutely loved having, you know, those segments on there, and we would share them all the time. We don't in this format, but we're looking forward to being back in the studio to do that. I know that Lisa's got to go, so we want to thank her for being here. We're just winding down the show, but we're going to let you go a minute early, Lisa.
Sorry.
Again, if you want those tickets, you got to be writing in. But Lisa, I can't wait to see you at the conference. Much love to you. Thank you for being with us.
I am so grateful for all that you do to help demystify and teach and learn. And you know, I just tell parents, always have hope and always be a learner. Your job and your life is going to be easier, and live in the moment with your kids to have a good time while you're navigating some pretty treacherous, scary, hard waters. And I recognize and acknowledge you for that, but I also commend you for working so hard to never give up on what your goal is and what your goals are for your kid. So
absolutely.
Bless you guys.
Amanda said she loves your mac and no cheese recipe.
I love it. Extra garlic.
There you go. Absolutely love that. All right, Lisa, I know you got to go. Have a great conference.
Thank you.
I'll send you emails.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Have a great day.
I appreciate you too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So if you guys want to find that, that playlist, it's in our YouTube channel playlist. It's also on our homepage, autism-live.com. Up at the top, we have some pictures and they scroll over, and you can find there's a picture of Lisa and it says, I think it's a picture of Lisa and it says What's Left. That's where you can find those recipes. And I'll tell you, some of them are just ideal for fall. I don't love to bake as much during the summer because it gets so hot, but oh, she makes some really good things. It's wonderful to be in her kitchen. So I love one of my favorites is the mac and no cheese as well. And she makes it with butternut squash soup as the thing that makes it more orangey. Absolutely love it. Dark Angel says, my son is going through blood tests ordered by a pediatrician. I'm wondering what next. Genetics testing, organic tests, urine, blood test. And thank you so much for this teaching. I really want to encourage you, Dark Angel, go to that conference. I know that if you're in Canada, it's hard because then some of the additional a la carte things, Ataka, aren't available to you, but you'll get so much out of that conference. So write to me right now if you wanted tickets to the Ataka conference that starts on Friday. Now, remember, you don't actually have to go to the conference. It's all virtual and you don't actually have to log in this weekend. If you're busy this weekend, you have the ability to watch it up until New Year's Eve. And that's when the cutoff is. So you've got all those days to watch as many of the talks as you want to. But I would encourage you to try to go to something live, look at the schedule and go, okay, one thing this weekend I'm going to try to go to live to see what that experience is. Okay, we're totally out of time here, but please write to me, Shannon at autism-live.com. We only have 25 of those tickets and I want to give away every single one of them. So write to me right now. And then we'll get back to you with an email and then I'll send the email off to Lisa and her people will get back to you with an email that gets you a ticket to go in. Yeah. Tomorrow on the show, we have Dr. Doreen Grampuchet for Ask Dr. Doreen. You guys are going to want to be there for that. She's going to answer these kinds of questions and much more during tomorrow's live show. Thursday, Kobe Bird, yeah, there's Ask Dr. Dream. But Thursday, Kobe Bird is going to be here live. So you're not going to want to miss that. He is the fabulous young actor on Lock and Key on Netflix. And then season 2 is about to drop. So be here for that. And then on Friday, let's talk autism with Shannon and Nancy. We've got research topics. Don't forget, a week from Friday, Dr. Temple Grandin is live. We're taking questions right now. Go to Shannon. At autism-live.com and send me your Dr. Grandin questions as well. We got to go, you guys. They're getting the hook. Love and appreciate you. Thank you for all the amazing things that you guys are doing for yourselves and for your kiddos. We just absolutely appreciate you being here with us. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, give your kiddos a hug from me and one for you too. Bye-bye for now.